by Eccleston after the British Racing Drivers Club failed to match the F1 Supremas' financial demands for hosting the race. I'm pushing the world to raise the standards, and our country is one of the worst, he told ITV
Cops!
News.
What's the story?
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fine, who's this?
I'm a policeman, huh? And the way you're taking piss out of cops isn't really nice. Not everyone is corruptible and bribable like that seven police officers there in Joburg, nah? So I think the way the people handle cops in South Africa is the way they are going to be treated.
Listen, how can you worry about Oaks paying checks for sex when people are getting murdered?
Okay, are you going to take us and show us where the people are that is murdering the people?
You want me to do your job for you?
Because everybody is complaining. The police aren't doing their job. But criminals start with small things. It starts with small things. Then the people start to think, no, the policeman, just because now I'm driving without a driver's license, why do they stop me and give me a ticket or arrest me? Because I'm not a criminal, I only forgot my driver's license, but this is where it starts. If the people are so complaining about why the police is not doing their work, go show us where criminals, but the people...
No, we don't do your work for you, Corporal. I'm going to show you where the criminals are, Corporal, forget about it.
That's why police is doing what they're doing, because look at the policeman's pay. Look at the policeman's pay. They get paid cock. They get paid cock, man.
Well, then go to bed.
That is nothing. That is nothing. Now you want to complain about what the policemen are doing.
Yes, I am complaining. You're bothering people who are buying sex and skateboarders as opposed to finding the rapists and pillagers.
Show us the criminals.
How can I show you to do your job? But if I show you the criminal, then I want half your
work
cash.
With the police. Why? I don't know. Because they are just pussies, the people, man.
Listen,
they don't
stop
want
wasting
to work
your time talking to me and catch a criminal.
They just want to complain about catching criminals, but they don't want to show us where is the criminal then.
Ekvaisho.
Sir, what's your name?
Me.
Yeah.
Furi.
Furi.
Yeah, Furi.
Do you know who I am, sir?
Yes, I know who you are. Do you know who I am? No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Your name is Furi. And there is nothing you can tell me about the South African police services that I haven't gone to great lengths myself to find out.
Well, tell me something.
All right?
Tell me anything you know.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you go get the history tapes of who this morning show is? And then you can investigate our relationship with the South African police services, which happens to be very, very strong. Let me further point out to you that the only way to securing a safe environment in this country is through building respect. Now you ask yourself what the general public thinks of cops who are
they don't think anything about cops.
What do you think the people listening to us this morning think of you ranting and raving, and think of the cop earlier getting aggro with a guy on a skateboard? That doesn't build respect. That doesn't show maturity.
Listen to me now. Why don't that guy show respect from the beginning? Then that cop won't be getting aggravated. But the people don't have respect. That's why cops get aggravated. That's why people get murked by cops, because they do not respect us.
So don't say things you're going to regret later when I ask you whether you admitted that cops murk people, because you just did. So just calm yourself down, because you're gonna run yourself into trouble here. Let me put it to you this way, that unfortunately too many police officers, the individuals, come with guns, but seem to forget their sense of humor behind. When you deal with human beings, you deal with us on an equal basis. You don't deal with us because on a pedestal because you're wearing a uniform, we're not.
Okay, let me tell you something now. When I go to people, I greet them. I respect that people, now.
We're not questioning you.
And when I work with that people, if they give me the respect, I give them. Then everything is fine. If they get cocky and everything, then of course I'm going to get cocky.
Quite right, but why can you not see the humor in a situation where a guy from a radio station's on a skateboard, and every time he gets on his skateboard, in four different locations this morning, four different guys in uniforms have told him he can't do it. What can you do in this country if you can't skateboard?
Well, then go skateboard where it is allowed.
He's not shooting guns.
Go skateboard where it is allowed.
And where is it allowed?
Just as well
where
is take, it allowed? It is just as well you take your firearm and you go shoot in the veld, which is not allowed. If you want to go shoot, go to the shooting range and shoot there.
You know, unfortunately, part of your job requires some discretion, some ability to interpret the circumstances. A guy on a skateboard should be interpreted as a guy on a skateboard, not a threat to national security.
Well, it's not necessarily a threat to national security, but remember, it can also be a threat to the other people. It may put other people's life in danger. It may put their own lives in danger. If you take your skateboard and you go drive on the highway or on any other road, you're putting your life in danger as well as other people's life in danger. Just as these people that is sitting here next to the road, that is selling the stuff at the robots, they... All of that people must be arrested, but it doesn't help you arrest them because they just pay the people at court anyhow.
Because that people
is also endangering their own lives and the lives of the rest of the public.
Sir, we're not living in communist Russia here. Everyone has the right to freaking be a human being and express themselves. Please now, I mean, by the sounds of the country you want to run, we wouldn't be able to walk on the wrong side of the road. But now tell me how we're going to overcome the sense of humor failure.
That is just, if you are going to use a sense of humor, use it in the correct way that is not disrespectful.
Well, he wasn't being disrespectful to the cop this morning. He didn't disrespect the cop in any way. The guy told him to stop doing it, so he stopped doing it. But when he asked the cop why or tried to have some kind of conversation with the cop, all the cop could do was get heavy. That's not how you teach people to respect you by getting heavy.
Okay, now tell me, the people are complaining about the crime in this country,
no? No, we're not complaining.
Now everyone wants to start to speak to the cops and make jokes and everything. Then how must they concentrate on their work to work decently and to go and catch the criminals, because now the people want to have tea talk with him and there's no time for tea talk.
I told you right at the start, if you were to go back and check my history with the South African police services, you will know that I have the utmost respect for the South African police services as an institution. Unfortunately, all institutions have a couple of dickheads that work in them, and I'm not saying that the cop this morning was one of them or that you're one of them. I'm just saying that there are some guys who just have a failure to have a bit of a laugh. It's 7:45 in the morning, sir. Lighten up, it's Friday. Let's have a laugh and go dancing already.
Well, I will go dancing and everything.
Hey, come out dancing with us tonight, brother.
Where?